Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us as we launch in Hour 3 here. Take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. Of course, it is April 15th for a lot of people. It's a scary day, a sad day, a day of mourning after you've cut a check to the federal government. Many people, I guess some people get a check from the federal government. Either way, they got your money.
And you just don't pay them.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, why should I? And I'm not the only one who doesn't pay. In fact, a number of people around here over at nhfree.com, there was a tax day protest thread, and I believe Lauren Canario, one of the super activists in the area, said that she'd forgotten that it was tax day and then realized she'd forgotten it was tax day because I don't think she's paying either. So
yeah, I think there's a difference you had mentioned earlier, sort of...
Subjects?
Subjects. Well, sure, we can talk about subjects.
Okay, what's the difference? Go ahead.
But I think there's a difference between choosing to stay under the government's radar, like not getting a 1099, from not working for anyone, choosing not to work for anyone that would give you a 1099, or those kind of things, W-4s, those kind of things,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just staying out of there, you know, not getting reported, your income reported to the government. There's another whole level where it says, sure, you can report my income to the government. I'm still not paying them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's pretty much the level I'm at.
Yeah, that's the level you're at. You're getting 1099s and things. I know. I'm having them filled out. W-9s and stuff like that.
Some of these clients won't pay without, like, a Social Security number or something.
That's correct.
It's really weird. I didn't know that in business you had to get Social Security numbers from the people you buy things from.
If you're a sole proprietor.
Yeah, or a tax ID number. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's pretty common now. That's part of the problem is everything is tied together with these Social Security numbers, tax ID numbers.
It's so intricate.
It's so hard to duck taxes these days.
You just have to just not pay and not participate and refuse to be a subject. Because as Tom called in a few moments ago, he was reading the order, the executive order, which, by the way, interesting that it was an executive order and Congress didn't have anything to say about it, right? It was an executive order that that essentially confiscated gold from Americans back in the 1930s.
Was it Roosevelt did this?
Yeah, apparently
so. Crap.
And the terminology used in there was pretty frightening. One of the words used to describe you was subject. Subjects of the United States.
And we've talked about on many, many occasions how, you know, this terminology, citizen, is inaccurate. And you say you're not a citizen. I don't bother with the terminology.
Why would I want to be a citizen?
It's the...
I don't want their protection.
I understand what you're saying. But it's the normal, you know, the modern nomenclature is citizen. But it's inaccurate. What's the definition of citizen?
The definition of citizen is one who owes allegiance to its government and is entitled to its protection. A member of a state or nation who owes allegiance to its government and is entitled to its protection.
Right. So a citizen...
A trade deal, if you will.
...owes allegiance and is entitled to protection, mm-hmm. whereas a subject...
A subject is, according to dictionary.com, one who is under the rule of another or others, especially one who owes allegiance to a government or ruler.
So you, a subject owes allegiance but is not
entitled
to protection.
That's correct.
A citizen owes allegiance and in exchange for protection. Well, so you know, people, the government and the Supreme Court has backed this up on many, many, many occasions. The government is not obligated to protect you. If it were obligated to protect you...
No governments are.
Then when your house got broken into and someone stole your TV, the government would cut you a check for the stolen merchandise because they were obligated to protect your house, and they're not. The families of the terrorist attacks, they would get money from the government because they failed to protect us.
Didn't they get some money from the government?
They may very well, but it was, I'm sure if they did, it was some kind of...
PR.
Yeah,
public relations.
It was disaster relief or something like that, something to help people through. But that's not what it's for.
If, for instance, you call the cops and they just don't show up, you can't sue them because they have no obligation to even show up at your house. They don't even have to fill out the reports. If they fill out the reports and they never solve the crime, you can't sue them because they have no obligation to solve the crime. Nor do they have an incentive either. But, yeah, you're right. The courts have said that again and again. And at all levels, it applies to state, local, and federal governments in this country. Government people have no obligation, and it's not just a police thing, it's anything. They have no obligation to provide you with anything. And so, therefore, you're right, Mark. The term subject is far more accurate to describe the vast majority of the people in this country.
It's the only accurate definition. Now, I often use the terminology slave because the government acts as though it owns your labor, but it's not accurate because slave isn't accurate because I can send a slave out into the fields to work. The government can't tell me where I would work, how long I would work. It doesn't prescribe those things.
It could in the future.
I suppose.
More of a dystopian kind of Brave New World. But it could happen.
The definition of slave does not entirely fit because the government doesn't tell me where to work, doesn't tell me how long to work, it doesn't tell me all those things. It just tells me when I work that they want half. It's kind of like a serf, but...
Yeah.
Serfs, I don't know entirely what the definition of serf is, but it seems like you have, sort of the king can tell you pretty much things that you can do and things you can't do.
Serfs are also bound to the land, is my understanding. So if you were on your lord's fiefdom or whatever it was, you couldn't leave. So he could keep you there.
A serf could not walk away?
No. No. You're pretty much...
What do you got for serf here?
A person in
bound the land thing.
Yeah, he's right. It's a condition of servitude required to render services to a lord commonly attached to the lord's land and transferred with it from one owner to another.
So you're basically livestock.
Yeah.
But they get to take part of what you produce.
Well, that sounds like slave, though.
It is a slave.
You just bound
I think
the
you
land.
Could probably, in binding
definition
to the land...
Definition two is a slave.
I think that in binding to the land, you could probably pick up and leave and become what they called a mendicant at the time, a traveling minstrel or something like that. I don't think you're bound to the land in that way, but I think you're, this is your plot of land, and if you wish to, like a sharecropper, if you wish to have your share of this land, then you'll have to give me my share, too.
Maybe. Another definition from the American Heritage Dictionary is a member of the lowest feudal class attached to the land owned by a lord and required to perform labor in return for certain legal or customary rights. So maybe if you wanted to give up your customary rights, whatever those would have been, you could go it alone.
Largely, I think that serfs were unmolested by the lords, and mostly they were left alone, I would think.
Maybe unless they were attractive young women, they might be molested.
Right, in which case, they probably are looking for that molestation, I mean, better food, better clothes, come molest me.
I guess.
You're
probably right about that.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Braveheart, too, and I understand that something knocked where the...
Been a while.
Yeah, Lord decided to have the girl on the wedding
night.
Have
his way with her.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a great movie, I must say, but... I don't know, serf, slave, I guess subject is probably the best definition as to what we are.
American subjects.
Yeah, we're subjects.
1-800-259-9231.
It's not as bad as
sounding a slave. I have no interest in being a subject. I would prefer to be a sovereign individual because that was the original concept of this country, was that we were getting away from having one sovereign in the form of a king to having millions of sovereigns. Each individual was to be sovereign over what he or she owned, whether it be their personal property or the land that they lived on, whatever it was that you had in your possession was yours to control in the way you wanted to as a sovereign, and that's what everyone should be, but apparently most people are subjects now.
I think you could make the argument that, at least in the way America is supposed to operate, what you exchange in giving up some of your rights, at least the theory with social contract goes, you give up some of your rights in exchange for not necessarily a guarantee of protection, but for protection. So you give up your rights, I give up my right to kill Mark, he gives up his right to kill me,
but that's what governments have always said. They've always said, look, I'm protecting you from A, me kicking your ass, and B, somebody else coming and kicking your ass.
Right.
Those are the things that I'm protecting you from, whether it's the guy with the long straggly hair and the brontosaurus femur bone in his hand, or whether it's the lord of the serfs. Always it's the idea of the protection. That's what they prefer. If there isn't a obligation of protection, you're not a citizen.
But
there are no citizens in the same way that there are no angels.
That's your perspective, but for most of human history, British people used to refer to themselves, and I think they still do, as subjects, because there was a king, and many times people don't make promises. They just say, I'm the king. You bow to me because I'm the king or the dictator or whatever.
And they don't
have to convince you that they're offering you protection. It's just they have the guns and you don't.
That's true. 800-259-9231.
There are no citizens. I could call myself the lollipop man. That wouldn't make me.
Yeah, that's true. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the nation, including Dave Von Kleist, Will to Power, Ron Paul, Murray Sabrin, Wanda Case, Lakota Sioux Elders, and many, many more. Some of my favorites include B.J. Lawson of North Carolina and Dean Santoro of Florida, who, along with myself, represent a new breed of Republicans who will be speaking out for an end to the economic slavery of the United States people due to excessive taxation and pointing to a future of prosperity and faith in free market economics. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDayZeroH.com, Pauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com. You can help sponsor this celebration by making a donation at GrannyWarriors.com, the organizers of this event. See you there in D.C. on the 15th.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. Bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include, by the way, archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website. For your downloaded convenience, go get them for free on us at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or
Call 800-544-6359. I'm noticing that's crossed out. I probably shouldn't have said that. Do they still have that number, Mark?
Why they have the number, but I'm of the opinion that giving a telephone number one time on the radio is tantamount to useless.
Well, that's why we give it every time we do it, so it's repeated.
Yeah, it's repeated on a daily basis, but if a person wants to get a telephone number, they need to have it repeated at least three times in an ad. Do you want to repeat that three times?
No,
there
I
you
don't.
Go. So go check out their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right. But what about the people that don't have internet access?
Well,
I guess if you're a business owner, you probably have internet access.
Yeah. First off, if you don't have internet access and you own a business, sack up and go ahead and do that. And secondly,
how can you have a business without internet?
I don't know. It would be very difficult. You could have like some kind of sole proprietorship where you like hauled garbage or something.
I suppose
one of those secondhand stores.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's go to your phone calls. Hill Bill is on the line in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello.
You know, something I can't understand about this whole tax issue is you go anywhere from the churches to the bars and you talk about any government program, any government anything, and the biggest thing you get back is some part of it is corrupt, somebody's pocket's getting padded,
yep.
Not working hard enough on it. And
right. You know that a politician is lying because their lips are moving.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, everybody talks about this, but then they all stand in line at that little post office box and start dumping their money in it on April 15th.
Just like good little slaves. They're scared.
Come on, are you going to pay your neighbor to screw your wife?
No.
No, you're not, are you? I'm not either.
Good for you.
I'm not going to pay my government to screw me and my family.
Damn right. How long have you not been paying?
I paid for a couple years while I was married to my ex-wife. So I'd say 20-plus years.
20 years. You are not filing anything.
You're taking your years cumulative rather than from the last time you...
Right. There was a couple years in the
middle
there.
I'll give them to you. Bill, you can have that. If you had the guts not to file then, good.
So
what happened when you filed? You didn't file, then you filed, and now you're not filing again. What happened?
Nothing.
They never said anything.
Nothing. No.
Yeah.
They're
just happy to get the damn money.
It's
sham. They don't care. Mainly, they figure if you're not filing, that you're not working. And a lot of people can get away with this.
If they get 80% of the people to pay it because they say it needs to be paid, then look how far ahead they are. 80%.
Well, yeah. It's not like they did anything to earn the money.
You know, as far as protecting... Who do you expect the government to protect?
Itself.
Well, when I hear numbers, now when they give citizenship, you know, numbers of how many people live in the United States versus how many people pay, I often think, well, what about the very old, the very young, and the housewives? I feel like that sucks up a lot of that 60 million.
Yeah, it probably does.
Well, sure. And hey, let's look at the system that's going on right now anyway. Who's grabbing onto this hoping it's going to stay together? The baby boomers and the old timers.
Yeah.
And they've coerced us since we were children, and they've programmed us to keep this going, I guess, on their behalf.
Trust no one over 30.
It's not
going to
do anything for you or me. I'm 41 years old with a broken back. I could never file. I could file for disability, but I'd never get it. They'd laugh at me for 3 years because I'm not Mexican.
So, Hillbill, so you are currently no longer paying taxes. Have they come after you in any way, shape, or form? Do you have a bank account?
No, they've never. I've had bank accounts in the past. They've never come after anything.
Interesting.
But you're 41 years old and have a broken back, right?
Well, yeah. What are they going to get out of me? You know, I had to quit contracting because I can't do the work anymore.
How do you pay the bills?
Well, I grow medical marijuana. I'm a care provider.
Awesome.
For a group of patients up here in this part of the country.
Now, is it legal there in Montana, or are you an undergrad?
Well, I'm hoping.
So
yeah, it's legal.
We got it
by 62% when they voted on it.
Yeah, I remember Montana's one of those.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal, you know.
That's fantastic.
It's nothing I'll ever get rich off of because I'm too compassionate to charge anything close to what rich, you know, the people that are making real money are charging.
Yeah,
but
it's enough to pay the bills, huh? That's good enough,
right? It
pays
the bills,
yeah.
And I've got a group of people that are happy to be associated with me. So
awesome.
What's wrong with that?
That's exciting, and that's very cool, and congratulations on your courage to stand up against the federal government and do what's right, and that is keep the money you earn and not turn it over to the gang. Thanks for the call, Hillbill. We appreciate
you guys have
it,
a good evening.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. And look at that. An extra bonus to that story is that at least even partial marijuana legalization, in that case just for medical purposes, has put that man, he's given him something to do. He is a medical marijuana grower. Now, he could have been a marijuana grower prior to the legalization of the marijuana, but my point is that instead of going and collecting disability or getting on the government dole, this individual has decided to continue to earn a living for himself and is able to do so because of the medical marijuana statutes there in Montana. So I think that's pretty cool. All right, let's continue with your calls. Bring up what you want. Sam in Texas on the air line. Hello, Sam.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Today, out of my own selfishness and desire to gain benefit by participating in the system, I filed income tax.
How much are you getting back?
Forms. Probably enough for them. Well, I don't know how much I'm getting back, but what I allowed them to take from me was easily enough to buy a large work truck. Or maybe I bought the bomb that landed in a quiet Baghdad neighborhood and killed a family of six as they sat down to eat a meager dinner in darkness because, on average, Baghdad residents are only getting 2 hours of electricity a day.
Wow.
Or maybe my money went to fund one of the warlords to keep them from killing one another during this truce, which they used to buy IEDs, which have killed hundreds across Iraq this week.
Maybe. You know, I did mention earlier that blood might be on one's hands if they did pay the federal taxes, but that's not really true, because you didn't choose to go to war. It was the government people that made that choice. It's just that the money will inevitably go to fund some of those things.
But as the person buying the gun and buying the bullet, am I any less responsible than the soldier who pulled the trigger?
I feel like, I do think you are less responsible. However, I think that there is an amount of culpability.
You're
there.
Connected.
It's an amount of culpability.
Is my excuse any greater than the soldier who testified at Nuremberg that he was just following orders?
I can't say Ian isn't willing to do this. I, however, am. You know, that the fact is, I willingly give the government that money. I willingly file my tax forms. I, however, do not pay very much at all. Mostly, I'm filing the forms in order to stay legit, and because I know that they'll come after me if I don't. But I have, my own small business. I have a house, that's a rental property.
Right, you don't want them to come bomb your life, right, Mark?
Right. But, I don't pay much. However, I still think participating in the system makes me culpable in it. So, yeah, Sam, I'm with you.
More with Sam. Hang on, dude. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. I want to ask Sam how he feels about being a subject. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It is tax day. You're welcome to call and rant or cry or tell us you like taxes. I know somebody out there does. It's Free Talk Live.
Somebody does somewhere.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com. We'll show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the bulletin board system, the updates, the live streams, and more. We give them all away. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours is free, so enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com.
Soviet-style central planning does not work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty Lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose what you want to contribute to. That's freestateprojects.org/donate. That's Free State Project. Please come and marry all of our eligible libertarian women.
We continue with the phone call. Sam in Texas. You called about the IRS. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so let me just continue and say, you know, today we look back and think 3,000 dead in Iraq, American soldiers dead in Iraq.
It's about 4,000 now,
5,000. Oh, 4,000.
Yeah, 4,000, that's right.
And, you know, in Vietnam, America lost 55,000 and 600,000 in the Civil War. I think one day in the future, society is going to look back on it and say, wow, look at how many lives we lost to the idea of government. Our ancestors were enslaved, and they were blissfully unaware of it.
Hmm.
And how sad is that?
It sure is. But I look forward to the day when we can look back and say, wow, how could we have let that happen? Or look how awful things used to be. But at least then we'll be looking back, and it won't be happening at that time. So that'll be a nice day.
You got it.
Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. Any other thoughts?
Y'all are keeping me from throwing down with some hot mass dancers, so I got to go.
Hot mass dancers? What in the hell is a hot mass dancer?
Mavs, Dallas Mavericks dancers.
Oh,
I'm in hip-hop class.
Gotcha. All right, man, have fun. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. He's in a hip-hop class.
Well, you
good
know.
Times.
gentlemen, if you want to meet women,
go where they are.
You've got to go where they are, and they are in the hip-hop class.
There you go. I want to see Sam do a little hip-hop jig or whatever it is that
and
they do.
And girls love guys that can dance. There's just simply no doubt about it.
All right, let's continue with the phone calls and talk to Roman in Puerto Rico. You're on Free Talk Live. Roman. Roman, going once. Roman?
You hear me?
We got you, Roman. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to call, let you know the people over here in this island are going crazy, filing their return, making sure they have everything just right. I'm one of those guys that haven't filed since 85.
Wow.
I paid the price for it, but...
paid the price. What does that mean?
Because I'm not going to give in to these gangsters.
What's the price?
What's the price you paid?
Well, they came after me back in 95 for mm-hmm. $200,000 and pretty much left me with $52 a week at my job.
So wow. They garnished your wages.
I figured out a way how to stop it. I had to file a bankruptcy. And that pretty much got me off the hook for a couple of years. But they're coming after me again because I'm on disability. And I kind of worked under the table, driving trucks, you know, delivering stuff and stuff like that. And now I have to go figure out what I have to do again. And
so they're coming
after
you. I'm
willing to fight them,
you're,
no matter
you're
what.
You're on disability, and so they're so you're on disability.
It's like
and
people here don't understand freedom. It's not free. You have to pay for it. And that's pretty much it. Because
well, freedom is supposed
to
be.
If we don't stand up.
Yeah, when you're being forced to pay for something you can't possibly claim to be free. So, now, Roman, so you're on disability, and that means you're getting payments from the government.
I've given $2,000. They're taking $250 now out of my check because allegedly I owe $10,000 for 1 year, and I didn't even make that much money, but that's what they say.
So what is your disability, just out of curiosity?
I got partial brain damage, affects my memory, and
that,
pretty much my that knocked me out of my trucking job because they won't let you work without a medical over in the States without that.
Huh. Okay, so it's not that you can't work or you're crippled in any way. Why would you go and, you know, if you're not paying taxes, why would you go and sign up for a government benefit program? That seems like a conflict of interest to me.
I know. At the time, when I had an accident and they found out I had this thing in my brain,
mm-hmm.
and I did pay Social Security, you know, they were taking that out of my check anyway. The only thing I didn't file returns, and I've claimed so many credits, so I wouldn't pay too much federal over a period of, I figure, 15 years until they got caught up to me, I guess. And I figured I got to do something to stop it and file a bankruptcy, and that pretty much discharged it.
He paid his Social Security.
You did pay into the Social Security, and so that makes sense.
I figured I would never get disabled. And
yeah.
When I got disabled, I couldn't work anywhere. So.
Yeah, you're right. That was I guess that is separate from the IRS, so that's a good point. And but thank you for the call tonight, Roman. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. It just seems to me that if you're gonna not pay the government people, that you should not expect.
I don't
them
know
to
that
give
I.
Anything.
I don't know that I necessarily think that those things are integral in any way. When you're taking the money from the government is good, as far as I'm concerned. That's fine. And giving money to the government is bad.
I just feel like if you are swearing off your allegiance to them, that you should not participate in their program.
Yeah, maybe that's a higher step, but that doesn't mean that that the other stuff's wrong. I'm just not willing to tell somebody who's in any way disabled that you shouldn't be doing
that. I see where you're coming from, Mark, and that is that he did pay into that system, and so it does make sense, that position.
But if you're going to advocate, if you do want to advocate a position that, you know, people shouldn't, welfare programs should be ended, other people shouldn't have welfare. If you're taking welfare yourself, how can you reasonably advocate that, you know, we need to shut off this program, but I'm going to use it because it's convenient for me?
It's not the most principled of position.
No.
Let's continue with the calls. Hollis in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Hollis.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was in my business law class today, and my teacher, she co-owned a business. And anyway, she just got shut down because she could not pay her taxes.
What kind of business was it?
It was a restaurant.
And what
anyway,
taxes?
What?
What taxes? State?
I'm not sure exactly what. I think it's state taxes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, she said she would have made a profit and she would have survived if there were no taxes on her.
Probably true. And how about all those employees that just lost their jobs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know a restaurant that the same thing happened to. They managed to survive it, but it got really close. They had to shut their doors for a little while.
This is an example of the seen and the unseen, when the government likes to point out how it helps so many people. Oh, look, here's this crippled person getting a check. But on the other side of the coin, they never show you the businesses that go out of business and the people that lose
their
jobs.
You'll never hear about it. The media will never report on it. Why? Because it's so damn common that it's not worth reporting on it. And the fact is, businesses go out of every business has taxes, and businesses go out of business every day. All businesses would be able to go longer if they didn't have the taxes to pay, because they're just one more bit of overhead. So nobody cares. Every business that goes out of business because of taxes.
Well, and it's not just businesses. It's also, when we're talking about welfare programs that we just came off of, a lot of people are forced into welfare programs because of taxes, either because they have to, their employer has to pay certain payroll taxes that they could have otherwise paid to their employee, or because the individual has to pay high income taxes. I mean, there's a lot of taxes that the average person pays that they'd be able to make their budget without taxes, but with the taxes, they just can't make it. And so they're forced to depend on government. It's like government breaks your leg, gives you a crutch, and then says, see, you need the crutch that we give you to walk.
That's a paraphrase of an old Harry Brown quote, as I recall.
I thought it was Michael Bednarik, but I'm not sure.
I think he borrowed it from Harry. Hey, yeah. Hollis, any other thoughts tonight?
She said she was talking about how if you didn't pay those taxes, you would go to jail. And I asked her, so who's the victim in this crime? She says, I don't know. Probably the person who didn't pay the taxes.
So that would be her.
Yep. Well,
And this is funny how people think here. Look, if an armed robber came up and stuck a gun in your chest and took your wallet, you're a victim. Just because he didn't kill you doesn't mean you're not a victim.
It's true. Hollis, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231, the single CAI toll-free line. More coming up. Moments remain, but just enough time for your call. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SniderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SniderHealth.com. That's SniderHealth.com.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker?
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country!
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Even these remaining moments, that's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can buy virtually anything that you might need for life right there at amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in. You know them. They're the largest, the world's largest internet retailer, and they sell virtually anything. And Free Talk Live will get a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone call. Shane in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Shane.
Gentlemen, how are you this evening?
Superb. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, the other gentlemen that you speak with from Montana, I've listened time and time again because you're always on my drive home from work.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman that just called about that produces the medical marijuana.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm really curious about your free state thing because we kind of got not a free state thing, but we have a situation going on here through KGEZ where we have community free state.
What's that mean?
Well, that means that we have a community forum through that
understand.
Little radio station,
right.
And you've never seen it. If you ever drove past it, it's just a little black box, and every now and then, John needs us to contribute to him because of his stand.
That's the owner of the station, John Stokes.
Yes, mm-hmm. John Stokes, because of his stand, he gets attacked continually.
I bet he does. Sure, he's got some controversial programming on the station, certainly including Free Talk Live, and I can understand that it may be somewhat difficult to sell advertising in that environment.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm basing this against your, like, not against, I don't mean to say against, but your, like, free state project. I'm curious about that because, to me, New Hampshire is the other side of the world or the dark side of the moon.
Well, I think it's certainly far away.
I think that what you've got is a very valuable thing there with KGEZ, and I think that Montana could have been a good argument for having been the Free State. New Hampshire was just voted on by members of the Free State Project once they got to 5,000 individuals. The Free State Project sort of, I guess the stated purpose is to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state whose population is small enough that you would sort of have this effect on the government, and those people would work towards the end of having government only be large enough
to... Well, I see a connection there.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a low-density population state.
Yep, it is.
Sure.
It was on the list, I believe.
We work hard, and we keep getting our butt kicked every day, but I'm not complaining about that because the harder they kick my butt, the harder I'm going to fight back.
That's great, man. I mean, if you guys can do some freedom there in Montana, I think that'd be fantastic. I'm all in favor of competing movements. It's just that, you know, I've chosen the Free State Project because I think we've got the best of the best activists, and I think
that
over time we'll find out who's, you know... I'm sorry, what?
Why would it be competing?
Well, the competing as far as to see who can get to liberty first.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah, it's a healthy competition.
Oh, this is like a game or a test?
No, I don't think it's a game or a test. Just that I think that having movements that are competing with one another can be a good thing. In that you are trying to, for instance, recruit people to Montana, while we are trying to recruit.
No, I don't
people
think they're trying to recruit anyone to Montana.
You don't have to recruit people to Montana. They just come here, yeah, try to get away from.
Unfortunately, you get a lot of socialists in the process.
Well, you know what we're looking to do
is free thinking.
Yeah,
like
we're looking. We're not just looking to get the people that are tired of being ruled. We're looking for the people that are not only tired of being ruled, but are willing to do something about it. And I'm not saying people like that don't move to Montana, but we're actively looking for those folks. And I think we are getting the cream of the crop and the best of the best of the activists of this country and from around the world. And all of those people getting together in the same place is going to result in some really wonderful things happening.
Well, I'm curious about, you know, is there like enough going on there for everyone to make a living? And because there obviously is not here.
Well, New Hampshire has a great
Montana
economy.
Has always been sort of like a low-end state. You know, you just come here because you want to be around the natural.
New Hampshire is has plenty of natural stuff, and it also has a great economy at the same time. It's the best economy in New England, from what I understand. And there's plenty of opportunity out here, and all kinds of great activism as well. There's just amazing activist opportunities beyond business opportunities.
They're always looking for employees in the paper.
Right, and a lot of liberty-oriented businesses are moving here as a part of the Free State Project. So people like SACL CAI are bringing their entire businesses out here, and therefore they're bringing jobs out as well.
Hmm? Well, you know, I just wanted to call in because I heard one guy, Lee calls in there occasionally.
Yeah.
And he's a friend of mine.
I do like Lee.
But Dave also calls in. Yeah, and he's always kind of like, I hear him call in the talk shows, and it's like, he's not representative of us.
Well, I don't think anyone's representative of anyone else. I mean, everyone's an individual. They all have their individual viewpoints. Just because you come from a particular landmass doesn't mean that any one person is, I think, more representative
Dave
or less representative than others.
Dave stays home and listens to talk shows all day. Mm-hmm. I'm working all day.
Well, someone's
got it. I haven't even called my local talk show. I called you guys.
Thank you.
That's awesome, and I appreciate you calling, and thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Always good to hear from new people.
Yeah, I mean, there are other states where the prospects for liberty are better than America in general. I think Montana is one of them. Alaska might be one of them. But,
Wyoming.
Wyoming was actually everybody's second, not everybody's, but
a great deal of people.
Most of the people out west who wouldn't move to New Hampshire, they were allowed to opt out. They tried to start a Free State Wyoming thing, and honestly, I don't think they ever really got more than
it's
a couple hundred people.
Yeah, you can't. They won't reveal their sign-up statistics.
Probably because there aren't many.
They have hundreds of signers and dozens of movers, is what they said.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for them.
Dozens of movers.
That's nice.
Two dozens, probably. 25. But, so it's not to diminish any other state. It's just that New Hampshire was what was chosen, and that's the thing about people in the liberty movement is, they're individuals, and they don't like to agree on things.
Right.
But for the most part, I think people who like the idea of moving to a single state have just recognized that they all have to at least try to agree on, let's pick a state, and New Hampshire's the state they picked, and it kind of defeats the purpose if you start saying, oh, well, there's 5 or 10 good states out there that we could try to save. The point is,
and the other thing that I think people don't see is, first off, there's action going on here. People are doing something about liberty. Everybody's got sort of a, like, what can I do next? The kind of mindset as far as doing something. Now, I'm not saying that they're all particularly effective, but little drops in the bucket do help. And the other thing is I'm surrounded by libertarians all the time. There are libertarian businesses here in town. There are libertarian people that you can, we went to a party, Ian, Jack's coming out party.
Your son.
Yes.
Newborn son.
Newborn son. And how many people were there? 20? Maybe? Nah,
no,
maybe
I don't think it was that
15.
Much. 15, probably.
There are 15 liberty, libertarian type people there. And
a new guy as well.
And it was, you're hanging out with these people. I talk to these people on a daily basis. These are my friends. These are the people I talk to. That's what my life's like now. It was never like that in Sarasota, Florida. There weren't enough libertarians that were cool enough to hang out with that I would have done so.
Yeah,
they were of all different ages, and, there wasn't a community.
It's an amazing group of people that they're just so friendly and so welcoming and
so numerous.
so numerous, and it's only just beginning, too. I mean, eventually it's going to be to the point where you have trouble remembering everyone's name. I mean, it's...
I have trouble now.
Yeah.
Eventually, hopefully, it gets to the point where you can't remember everyone's name. I can't remember 20,000 names.
Oh, yeah, no
so
way.
So that's where it's headed. I mean,
I just mean in this area. I mean, it's going to get to that point with in just one geographical location.
Right, and this and we essentially... I mean, how often do you leave Cheshire County?
Not often.
Not me either.
So, it's a wonderful movement, freestateproject.org, to learn more about it. Quick email here from Jeff. He says, I've been having a debate with a good friend about the merits of limited government and the idea of no income tax. I took the position that taxation is unethical, as it takes his belief in a social safety net, centralized administration of infrastructure, forestry maintenance, etc., and imposes those beliefs on others under threat of imprisonment. He ultimately tried to convince me that if the central government collapsed, that this country would slowly decay to a point where we would have widespread deadly pollution, race riots, and a general chaos that will make you feel a whole lot less free. Unfortunately, this seems to be a common reaction. I'm looking for good examples that can help me convince this otherwise reasonable person that society would not collapse in upon itself without a nanny state to protect us from each other.
Well, we're talking about central government, so federal government?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The whole idea that the United States of America would, that the state governments couldn't handle that is absolutely ludicrous. Our states aren't much different than the size of the of European countries over there.
Yeah, look to the Soviet Union.
The only thing that power is the government's about is power. You know, so they want a bigger government to have more power. There's more people to rule over, therefore more money to steal.
Yeah, making the case for state governments versus federal government's easy. Just look to the Soviet Union. I mean, when they broke up, now they're more prosperous. Many of the countries are more prosperous.
Yeah, let's suppose for a second that one state didn't want to do business with another. Like, here, all the people in, Wyoming don't want to do business. You know, Wyoming says, we're not going to do business with South Dakota anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what? South Dakota will do business with the other 49 states. They don't need...
And the rest of the world.
And the rest of the world. They don't need Wyoming.
Yep.
Smaller governments is, at the very least, better.
And the idea that an armed gang of thugs somehow is holding the glue of society together is pretty absurd as well. We'll see you tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thanks.